So I'm in my apartment doing the soap opera digest crossword puzzle, and guess who is the clue for three down?
Three down. Is of our lives star blank Tribbiani. That's me! I'm blank!
Uh-huh. How cool is this? We know three down. I'm touching three down.
Yeah, you are, baby.
Three down doesn't marry. What's three down doing? So did they call you to tell you your name's going to be in this?
No. They really like me over there, though. They wanted to do a big profile on me, but I said no.
Why'd you say no?
Remember what happened the last time I did an interview for them? I said I write a lot of my own lines, and then the writers got mad and made my character fall down the elevator shaft. So who knows what I might say this time.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
Come on, Joey. You will totally keep it in check this time. And plus, you know, the publicity would be really good for your career. And you deserve that. And if you do the interview, you could mention, oh, I don't know, gal pal Rachel Green?
Is that gal pal spelled L-O-S-E-R?
Hey, don't listen to him. Please.
Fine, all right, I'll do it. But hey, you guys have to be at the next table so you can stop me if I, you know, start to say something stupid.
Just then or all the time, because we have jobs, you know?
Well, we will be there for you the whole time. Just remember, gal pal, Rachel Green. It's going to be so traumatized, and not just in the dumb crossword puzzle. Seriously, proud of you.
Yeah.
Someone told you life was gonna be this way. The job shows the truth, love not the only way. Like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, we come on, we in your ear. But I'll be there for you.
I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Oh, not at all. Happy to do it.
Do you think we're being obvious?
No, we're just four people with neck problems who talk like this.
I think it's great that you wanted to meet here. You know, when most people hear that the magazine is paying for it, they want to go to a big fancy restaurant.
In fact, I didn't know the magazine's paying. Wouldn't have mattered. I'm doing this for the fans, not for the free food.
Can I get you anything?
I'll have a cup of coffee.
And I'll have all the muffins.
Hey!
We're not talking.
Oh, finally. Oh. So, according to your bio, you've done quite a bit of work before Days of Our Lives. Anything that you're particularly proud of?
All you want is a dinkle, but you end is a fang, a thing through which you can tinkle, or play let, or simply let hang.
Happens to you, you go to the refrigerator to get a nice glass of milk, but these darn cartons are so flinging hard to open.
Well, you said it, Mike. I don't...
Oh. There's got to be a better way. And there is, Kevin. This is the first time you've ever used this product before. You're going to see how easy this is to do. Go ahead. This works in any milk carton.
Wow, it is easy.
Now I can have milk every day.
So this is it, Victor?
Yeah, I guess it is. And so, I'm going to get on this spaceship. And I'm going to go to Blargon 7 in search of alternative fuels. But when I return, 200 years from now, you'll be long gone. But I won't have aged at all. So you tell your great, great granddaughter to look me up. Because, Adrian, Baby, I'm gonna want to meet her.
Okay, here I come. Here I come. See, I'm coming to fix the copier. I can't get to the copier. I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? So I just watch him have sex. And then I say, wait, here's my line.
You know, that's bad for the paper tray.
Nice work, my friend.
Thank you.
Wait, 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 wait. You see me again. Hang on, the guy's butt's blocking me. There I am. There I am. There I am.
Well, there's so many things, it's hard to pick just one.
I'm going to get some coffee. Do you want anything? Oh, yeah. I'd love a blueberry muffin and a chamomile tea.
A double latte, extra foam, and a bagel and almonds.
That's just being polite.
Okay, how about when you're not working? What do you do in your spare time?
Look at this clown. Just because he got a bigger boat, he thinks he can take up the whole river. Get out of the way, jackass! Who names their boat Coast Guard, anyway?
That is the Coast Guard.
What are they doing out here? Coast is all the way over there. Hey,
check it out. Unbelievable. Joey has been holding his breath for almost 4 minutes.
Dude, are you trying to kill me?
Well, I see you've had a very productive day. Don't you think the cowboy hat's a little much?
Come on, it's fun. All right.
Isn't this a woman's hat? Dude, stop talking crazy and make us some tea. You know what? We have to turn off the porn.
I think you're right.
All right, ready?
One,
two,
three. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief. You want to see if we still have it?
Yeah.
In my spare time, I read to the blind. And I'm also a mento for kids.
A mento?
You know, a mento, a role model.
A mento.
Right.
Like the candy?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, another thing that our readers always want to know is how soap stars stay in such great shape. Do you have some kind of a fitness regime?
We stars usually just try to eat right and get lots of exercise.
Why? You realize you've been throwing this ball without dropping it for like an hour?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I realized it a half hour ago, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jinx it.
Oh. Wow, we are pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Hey, we totally forgot about lunch.
I think that's the first time I've ever missed a meal. Yeah, I think my pants are a little loose.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I got this blinding pain in my stomach when I was lifting weights before, and then I passed out, and haven't been able to stand up since. But I don't think it's anything serious.
This sounds like a hernia. You have to you go to the doctor.
No way. Okay, look, if I'm going to go to the doctor for anything, it's going to be for this thing sticking out of my stomach. But I have to start working out again. Damn you, 15s!
What is it?
It's a trifle. It's got all of these layers. First, there's a layer of lady fingers, then a layer of jam, then custard, which I made from scratch.
Mm.
Then raspberries, more lady fingers, then beets, potatoes, peas, and onions. Then a little bit more custard.
That tastes like feet.
I like it.
Are you kidding? What's not to like? Custard? Good.
Jam? Good. Meat? Good.
Well, you don't look good, Joe.
Well, the fridge broke, so I had to eat everything. Cold cuts, ice cream, limes.
Hey,
what was in that brown jar?
That's still in there?
Not anymore.
Okay, look, there's a piece that doesn't have fluoride on it.
Stick to your side.
Come on now.
All right, what are we having?
I don't believe in these crazy diets, you know, just everything in moderation.
Your muffins.
I'll take those to go. For the kids.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. You were on the show years ago, and then they killed you off. What happened there?
Oh, it's so stupid. I said some stuff in an interview that I really shouldn't have said, but believe me, that is not going to happen today.
Understood. So what did you say back then?
Oh, I said that I... You guys, this is Shelley. She's interviewing me for Soap Opera Digest. Shelley, these are my friends.
Hi, I'm gal pal Rachel Green. And if you want the dirt, I'm the one you come to. This might be Joey's baby. Who knows? I'm just kidding. Seriously, gal pal Rachel Green.
Who just lost the respect of her unborn child.
I'm gonna just go get this warmed up.
Okay.
Joey, you're doing great.
Yep, so far, nothing stupid.
Mento? No thanks.
So, as Joey's friend, is there anything that you guys think our readers ought to know?
No, just that he is a great guy.
Yeah, that's going to get you into Soap Opera Digest. Well, I would just like to say that Joey truly has enriched the days of our lives. I just think that you don't expect someone so hot to be so sweet.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, what's your name?
Phoebe Buffay.
How do you spell that so we can get it right?
Oh, okay. It's P as in Phoebe, H as in Hebe, O as in OB, E as in Evie, B as in BB, and E as in hello there, mate.
Great. Well, it was nice meeting all of you.
Yeah, you
too. You too.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye. So it seems like you have a lot of friends. Who would you say is your best friend?
How come you have two?
Well, this one's for you.
Get off.
No, I can't. No, listen, I know how much this means to you, and I also know that this is about more than just jewelry. It's about you and me and the fact that we're best buds.
Wow. Is this friendship? I think so.
Check it out, we're bracelet buddies. That's what they'll call us.
Oh, Joey, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
No, but look. Oh, that's going to leave a stain.
Rage, hey, it's fine. You're at Joey's.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never lived like this before.
I know.
Woo!
All right, well, don't waste it. I mean, it's still...
I've been feeling incredibly guilty about this because I want to be a good friend. And damn it, I am a good friend, so just shut up and close your eyes.
Yep.
Wow. You are a good friend. Of course, the audition was this morning, and I didn't get it. But that was a hell of a kiss. Rachel is a very lucky girl. Let's get the contestants out of their isolation booths. And they're off.
Ooh. You just fought off my contestants, Judge.
Judge rules, no violation.
Oh.
And the duck gets the nutter butter.
No. Oh, hey, that's not a nutter butter. That's just an old wonton.
No, Judge rules. Nutter butter.
Tough call.
Yeah. I'd seen this thing on the Discovery Channel.
Wait a minute. I saw that on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, about jellyfish and how if you... Ew! You peed on yourself?
Ew! You can't say that. You don't know. I mean, I thought I was going to pass out from the pain. Anyway, I tried, but I couldn't bend that way. So?
That's right, I stepped up. She's my friend and she needed help. If I had to, I'd pee on any one of you.
No. No best friend, no. Just a lot of close friends.
So, now back to the show. How does it feel to have a huge gay fan base?
Really? Me? Wow. I don't even know any huge gay people.
It hurts me. It physically hurts me.
Now, off the record, you're not.
What? Are you referring to my man's bag?
At first I thought it just looked good, but it's practical, too. Check it out. It's got compartments for all your stuff. Your wallet, your keys,
your address book, your makeup.
Now, should I climb down your front so we're face-to-face, or should I climb down your back so we're butt-to-face?
Face to face.
Yeah. Okay, here I come.
Oh my, how much do you weigh, Ross?
I prefer not to answer that right now. I'm still carrying a little holiday weight. You know, when we talked about face-to-face, I don't think we thought it all the way through.
Hey,
thanks.
Check it out.
Huh? How much of a man am I?
Wow, nice. Manly and also kind of a slut.
You're turning into a woman.
No, I'm not. Why would you say that? That's just mean.
Now, I've upset you. What did I say?
Not what you said. It's just the way you said it.
Oh, my God! I'm a woman!
Great nap. It really was. Me? Gay? No. But I have a number of close friends who are.
So, then let's talk about women. I'm sure our female readers will be interested to know about your romantic life.
Oh, well, what I do is I look a woman up and down and I say, hey, how you doing?
Oh, please.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
He has the most amazing Porsche under there.
I'd love to show you, but I just tucked her in. She's sleeping. Hey, would you two girls like to go for a drink?
Is Rachel here and her sister?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, Rachel!
Oh, my God. Introduce us.
Oh, well, this is Chandler.
Hi.
And you know Monica and Ross. Hey, and that's Stevie. And that's Joey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Don't.
You're a really nice guy. And I'm happy to be your roommate and your friend. I'm just, you know, I just don't feel that way about you.
Oh. I see what happened. It's because I was trying to repel you. Right? Believe me, you'd feel a lot different if I turned it on.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do. How you doing?
I'm okay.
What? Oh, dear God! Not much to tell there. I'm really shy.
So, that's it. I guess that's all I need. Thank you so much. I think they will be running this in the beginning of next month.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I did it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I almost forgot. We have to ask everybody this. Other than Days of Our Lives, what's your favorite soap opera?
Oh, I don't watch soap operas. Excuse me, I have a life.
Thank you. The readers at Soap Opera Digest will be happy to learn that.
Good enough. So close.
Wow, I can't believe they didn't put in the part where you said you didn't watch soap operas.
Yeah, I called the lady about that. I told her I was just joking. She was pretty nice about it.
You slept with her, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, this picture of you sure is steamy.
Oh, yeah, that's just a little something for my huge gay fan base.
You just wink at me?
Hey, you're the one who loves the picture.